Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader.
Kind of interesting to read that the average mom works 98 hours a week, which is the equivalent of more than two full-time jobs.
Mommy burnout is a real thing. I mean, you said, 98 hours a week. You're with the kids 24/7. It is okay to take a solo getaway. It is okay to go away with your girlfriends without the husband, without the kids. Sometimes moms need a momcation. And I got a little frustrated when I was reading this article because a lot of the women were commenting, well, I can't take a vacation till my kids are 18. And I just read that as these women being martyrs. I mean, you have a family, but you still need to have me time. Just like, just because you get married doesn't mean you still don't date your husband. You still don't go out and have date night with your husband. When you're a mom, you can still have a momcation and not feel guilty about it.
I think this has changed over time. My mom didn't just up and disappear and go party with her girlfriends. You know what I mean? That wasn't a thing. And I think it's more acceptable today. I think maybe that's what you're getting into. I mean, do you know a lot of moms today that don't that won't leave their kids? That only, you know, it's only family time until they're 18.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
You know, I don't. I know my wife is going away with her girlfriend for just like a weekend, like 3 days. They're going up into Colorado to Ouray. I don't know, some beautiful place by Telluride.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. She's going there, you know, whatever. And I'm happy that she's doing it because I think everybody needs a break. Producer JP, did your mom take off when you were kids?
No. We would pile in the minivan from Illinois and we would go to Florida, and that was our family vacation every Christmas or summer.
But she wouldn't go out like for a weekend with did she have a sister or cousins or something like that?
Not very often, if at all. No, it was all family vacations that we went on. Yeah.
Can mom check out? Are momcations okay? Or if you're a mom, I mean, tell us where you're going. Make us jealous. Tell us about the great time that you get away. Honestly, I feel that it's okay. I'm kind of with you, Maria. I think it's okay for moms to take off. But I also respect the fact that moms will make that sacrifice and wait until a kid's 18. But are they almost not helping? Their self-improvement or their mental health is affected by making that sacrifice.
I think that moms need alone time to feel refreshed and to kind of reboot a little bit. I think it's okay. And I think of this, oh, I can't leave, my kids are here. I mean, real quick, I remember when my husband and I, our daughter was young, and granted, it takes a village. We had some great neighbors. My daughter was still in diapers and stayed at the neighbors for a week, and we went on vacation.
And when you were on vacation, this is the million-dollar question, did you all you do is talk about your daughter? Or did you actually like check out and not think about reality?
Of course we're talking about our kids. Of course.
I mean, even when we pay for a babysitter and we go out, my wife and I, that's all we do is talk about our daughter. Like, we can actually talk freely because she's not right there, you know? But that's kind of the question we're asking this morning. Momcations, are they okay? Are you going on one? What's your opinion? Give us a call, 602-260-1079. Go to this line. How do you say your name? I don't want to mispronounce it.
Yeah, no problem. It's Danique.
Danique in Phoenix. What's your thought on momcations?
I just think that the last woman that had called in and kind of mom-shamed some of us, I completely disagree with her. I think that by not ever going away from your children and having a vacation or whatever the reason, that, even for working moms, if you're traveling for work, I think when you're never away from your children, you create codependent kids. And we're seeing such an uprise in kids that are staying at home for a very long time beyond the point of when they would normally fly the nest. I think it's important to show some of that independence as parents, as individuals, as women or men. And I've been married for 7 years, together with my husband for 9, and we have a 2 and a 5-year-old, and we have a great family dynamic. We do lots of family vacations, but we also do individual vacations where I'll go to California for the weekend with my mom and cousin. My husband will go do a riding trip with his brothers. I disagree with the last woman that called and think that if that's her style of parenting, that she's never away from her children, that's absolutely up to her. But for all the women out there that are working or that do believe in traveling, I say it's good for you.
Danique, this is JP. So I got a text from my friend Lauren, who is a mom. She's got a 3-year-old at home, and I want to know if this has happened to you. She texted me while we're doing this segment and said, I just want to be able to go to the bathroom without my kid giving me eye contact while I'm in there.
four fingers under the door. I can totally relate.
God bless you for being an awesome mom, Danique.
Well, let's be honest, Danique. How much time have you ever, what's the longest you've spent in the bathroom just to have like some peace and solitude?
I don't know that I've ever timed it, but when my husband is home, I've definitely tried to get some peace and quiet.
My wife just found a thing on her iPhone that'll tell her how much time she looks at her phone per week.
Oh, boy.
Oh my gosh, that's right. You have seen that?
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I got it. It's called Screen Time.
Screen Time. Hey, Danique, thank you for calling and being honest. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Dolores in Phoenix, what do you want to say?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning. I wanted to say that momcations don't always have to be like an elaborate vacation. You know, we do need time away. I know, Chad, you mentioned like your mom wouldn't like run off and go party for a day or whatever, but maybe it's like half the morning at a coffee shop or, you know, just taking time away from kids. I think it is more acceptable and it's totally, totally necessary.
For our own sanity, my God.
Yes, it is.
Just a moment to myself, a coffee. Without the brats. I mean, kids.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Dolores. Thanks for taking time to call us. Have a great morning.
Bye.
Want some equal time? Jason in Phoenix. You're a dad, I'm assuming?
Well, yes. I'm just they're talking about the moms. And nowadays, in new time and age, a lot of the dads stay at home now. So it's just not the moms nowadays. It's dads also.
So what's a dadcation to you? How do you define that? What do you do?
I do a lot of off-roading on the weekends when I can, but usually the kids and the wives are with me. I don't really have much time for anything else between homework, sports, and everything else, to take grocery shopping. And
I hear you. Our homework for our daughter is all night. There's, she's in one sport right now. She's in orchestra. I mean, there's constantly stuff going on. It's tough to find time for yourself, but it's important to do so.
Yes, I agree. Between a high school student and one that's in elementary and martial arts five to six days a week.
Jeez.
With the kids, there's no time for anything. And my, unfortunately, my wife works nights, five nights a week. So
you're a busy boy.
We really don't see her till the weekends.
Hey, Jason, thanks for taking time to call us in El Mirage. Ashley has a fantastic idea for a momcation.
Not technically a fantastic idea, but I do think it is a great idea for moms to get away. I have learned that. But I also think the mommy guilt is huge.
Yeah.
And then a lot of moms can't get away because the dads aren't involved enough.
Well, that's a whole nother topic. Yeah.
It is. But that's a lot of the reason why a lot of moms can't get away, because they don't have that trust in someone to watch their kids.
Hope you don't mind us asking, but is that your situation? Is dad not helping?
It was for a little while. We are now divorced and he has some help, but I do have an amazing wife now who, she's great. If I need to get away, she watches them, but dad just sometimes doesn't know the kids as well as mom does.
Gotcha. All right. Well, hey, Ashley, thanks for listening to the Maria and Chad show. We appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Have a great day.